if you're someone that doesn't know what you want to do in your life, or if you're somebody that feels scared to break out of old ways of being, old ways of thinking, I need you to understand something. I need you to understand that anything that you are being pushed to do, anything that you are being called to do, if you do not act on it, you are disobeying higher law. You are disobeying divine law. When you disobey divine law, you cannot expect your life to flow in accordance to divine law. You see, you cannot expect your life to flow. It'll be stagnant. Stagnancy is sickness. Sickness results from stagnancy. Any sickness in the body, including mental sickness like depression and chemical imbalances within the mind, these things result from stagnancy. Stagnancy of self, of thought, of belief systems, and of action that follow those belief systems. Do not be stagnant under any circumstance. Anything that is stagnant dies. It is slowly decaying. It actually is quickly decaying. You see? The progression of decay is faster when you are stagnant. That is why when we move the body, when we move the prana, the life force energy throughout the body is full of vitality. We have ample circulation of breath, ample circulation of the blood, of chi energy, right? So we must move. We must move mentally. We must move physically. We must move in our impulses. So many people in today's day and age are afraid to act on what they know is correct. And a lot of it includes going against what their family and friends have always done their entire lives, or what their family and friends may think of them, or what society may think or expect of them. Do not fall into such a trap. Your life is not someone else's life. It has been given to you. Why would you deny the greatest gift that has been given to you of time, of opportunity, of purpose, of direction, of possibility, of creativity, of imagination, of creation? Do not deny what has been given to you. Do not deny your own essence. Do not deny your own energy. If you are being called to do something that is novel, new, different, innovative, and of leadership quality, it'll most likely be public. This is where people get tripped up because they're afraid. They're afraid of how they will be perceived. Or they will try to craft how other people see them. You see what I'm saying? This is manipulation of the self. It is self-sabotage. You are not fooling or manipulating or sabotaging anyone else. You're just doing it to yourself, right? When we are called to share messages to the world, to share a message, to give our love, our energy, our knowledge, our wisdom, our products, anything we have, we must fulfill this call and we must answer the call. We must go public. We mustn't be afraid of how we are being perceived. We must just stick to authenticity. Become very solid in our own energy, become very grounded and authentic in our own energy, and then expand outward, give outward, provide outward, right? And in the modern day and age, the best way to serve the public is online. So many people are afraid to be online, to post online. And the greatest stigma and excuse is, what will potential mates or employers or friend, what will people think of? What will my family think of me? If you stay there, you have lost, my friend. You have lost. You've lost everything if you stay there. You've lost the whole point of life if you stay there. I am telling you this right now as somebody that has just now broken out of it. Maybe a few months back. And that's it. I'm telling you this as somebody who has been there and is now on the other side of being there. It is possible to get to the other side through consistency of changing of thought, through consistency of altering the mindset around self. Drop your ego. Drop what you think a business should look like. Drop what you think a reputation should look like. or our lifestyle should look like. These things will keep you stuck. Be here now, be present, enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment because it is the best gift we have been given. Ask a sick person or a dying person, what do they want? They want time, because within time lies everything. It lies, there lies life, there lies creation, there lies opportunity. Everything I mentioned before, creativity, right? Creation itself, right? So do not forfeit what has been given to you by playing into societal expectations or norms, or wondering or worrying what people from your high school will think about you, or what is that? Really, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You understand? That is what does not matter. There's so much more that does matter. Like how you impact people. Like how you are impacting yourself today. Like how you are following the exact purpose for your incarnation today. Right? That is what matters. What kind of a legacy are you leaving upon other people? That is what matters. So I say this to you with compassion and humility. Please, like, understand that you are all that you have ever needed to build anything, to provide anything to self or others, to create any amount of wealth that you desire, both in terms of money and monetary compensation, and in terms of time freedom, and in terms of comfort, and in terms of health, right? There's so many aspects to wealth, and they're all provided to us anyway, by default. We just have to open our arms and eyes and accept it by tuning in to it, by recognizing it here now in this very moment, and then sharing this moment with the public, or, you know. So this is like the best news in the world. Like, we have been given something our ancestors have not had. They have not had the ability to impact the public, to serve the public, you know? We do, especially if you're listening to this right now. You have the internet. You have the ability to serve the public. You may not think this is important, or this may not be an important thing for you, but this is how you understand how precious you are, you see? This is how you understand how much wealth, how many jewels lie within you, how much treasure lies within you. When you make an attempt to serve, you are overflowing with abundance. You see? Heart services, there is nothing in the world that matters really except for that, you know? Everybody longs for that. People think that they want money. They don't want money. Because if you had money, you wouldn't care about money. You wouldn't care about it. It would just be there. Like another physical item that you want, you know? Like, for example, with me, I love, you know, shoes and clothes. Like, I love fashion so much, right? So, but when I get something that I've been wanting for a while, I don't want it anymore. So the desire dies. But when you serve others, the desire to serve never dies. Because there's always more to give. There's always more to serve. And so you always become replenished. You always become replenished. You are always filled, overflowing, right? Overfilled with joy, with love, with, you can see how you are benefiting other people. Like, there's nothing like this in the entire world. Whereas if you just attempt to accumulate an item or even money or property, it'll sit with you and then it will decay because it's a physical item. But energetic wealth, it grows. It doesn't stay stagnant and it doesn't deplete. It only grows. It only grows. That is why, again, like, the internet is such a blessing to us, because we can see this growth reflected in, for example, content that is everlasting, right? They say that whatever you post on the internet stays on the internet, right? So in this way, when you attempt to serve the public, it will stay there and anybody will be able to go and access your content at any time and benefit from your words or your voice or energy or beauty or looks or aesthetics or whatever you choose to portray, right? We have the ability to use photography, videography. That's beautiful. we can capture this moment and share it with the public, like I said. So if you are somebody that, like me, man, I was so hesitant, right? So if you are somebody that is so hesitant to do something like this, if you're so afraid, if you really think that other people will see it as you being egotistical, let them see it that way. They can only see you from their vantage point anyway. People can only see you from where they are. They can only meet you from where they are. So let people see you the way they wish to see you. That is also you serving them in a way, right? Because you are showing them where they lie. You are showing them where they exist, where their mentality sits. So become everything that you have always wished to be and serve. Yes, you will be a mirror for some people and you will be a stepping stone for others. It just depends on their mindsets, their mentality. You cannot control anybody else and their mind. You can only help it grow, you see. You can only help other people grow, you see. You can only nurture, water other people's soul, you see. So that is my message for you. That is, I think, probably the most important message I have ever left on this podcast that I have. So take it with you. If you've had an urge to start a business or you know, that's such a heavy phrase. Don't take it as being heavy. Take it as being light. Because guess what? In our digital age today, starting a business just means opening a YouTube channel, bro. That's it. You know? If you have a desire to share your love, messages, your art, your persona, personality, attitude, creativity with the world, your artistic nature, your character, your multidimensional character with the world, do it. Hit post. This is your sign. Hit post. You know what I mean? Become free of judgment within yourself and you will be free of judgment forevermore. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. I hope this found you well, and I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.